Have you ever noticed how easy it is to get caught up in someone else's way of thinking?
Like you're being led down a path.
Yeah, and you don't even realize it. Someone's trying to,
Yeah, influence you.
Influence your opinion or sway you in a certain direction.
Definitely happens all the time.
Yeah, they're doing it consciously or unconsciously.
Right, it's like you said, sometimes people don't even realize they're doing it.
But whether they realize it or not, it makes critical thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
So important.
Especially these days when we're just bombarded with information and opinions from all sides.
Yeah. So we thought for this deep dive, we'd really arm our listeners with some tools.
For tools to help them.
Spot those sneaky tactics.
Yeah.
And not be misled.
People are trying to mislead you.
Exactly.
All the time.
So we're going to be talking about fallacies today.
Yes. Fallacies.
But before we do.
Okay.
I think it's important to just mention the difference between a bias and a fallacy.
Yes, that's a great point.
Because I think people...
I think those terms get...
Yeah, they get used interchangeably, but they're really not the same thing.
No, they're not.
So, a bias is just that it's a tendency, is a leaning...
A predisposition.
You're predisposed to thinking a certain way.
Yeah, like maybe you always root for your home team.
Exactly.
Even if they're not very good.
Or you tend to favor one brand over another just because it's what you're familiar with.
Right. Familiarity bias.
But a fallacy, that's a flaw in reasoning.
Yeah. It's a mistake in the logic itself.
Which can make an argument invalid.
Right.
And we actually have a whole other C's note that goes into a bunch of different biases.
We do.
If anyone's interested in exploring that further.
Yes. Lots of good stuff in there.
But today we're going to be focusing on five really common fallacies.
Okay. So these are fallacies that you might encounter.
Oh, yeah.
In everyday conversation.
In the news. In meetings.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the thing about these fallacies is they can be used intentionally.
Oh, for sure.
As a way to manipulate or mislead you.
Right. Like when a politician uses a straw man argument.
Exactly.
To make their opponent's positions sound ridiculous.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Sometimes we use these fallacies unintentionally.
That's a good point.
We don't even realize we're doing it.
Because we're not really thinking critically
we're caught up in the emotion of the moment.
Or we're just not paying attention to the flaws in our own logic.
Exactly. Yeah. So learning to spot these fallacies can benefit us in all kinds of discussions.
Not just when we think somebody's trying to pull one over on us.
Right. It helps us be more clear thinkers in general.
Okay. So let's start with the first one.
Okay.
This is a classic.
A classic.
The red herring.
The red herring.
And this one's all about distraction.
Distraction.
So instead of addressing the issue at hand, someone throws in a totally unrelated point.
A shiny object.
To shift the focus.
Yeah, like you're discussing a project delay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good example.
And someone says, well, instead of dwelling on that, let's talk about all the amazing market opportunities we
have. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Suddenly you're not talking about the delay anymore.
You're off on a tangent.
Exactly.
And the key here is to ask yourself.
Okay.
Is this new point
relevant to the issue?
To the issue we are discussing.
If it's not, you might be swimming with a red herring.
I like that.
Okay, good.
Okay, so let's move on to another fallacy.
Right.
That can really derail a productive conversation.
Okay.
And that is the straw man.
The straw man.
So this is where someone twists your argument.
Twists.
To make it easier to attack.
It sound weak or extreme.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier about the politician who misrepresents their opponent's views.
Right.
Or like, let's say you're in a meeting and you suggest maybe we should cut back on unnecessary meetings.
Okay.
And someone comes back with, so you just want everyone to work in isolation and hate their colleagues?
It's classic straw man.
Right.
They've completely distorted your position.
To make it sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when you encounter this, you really got to ask yourself.
What's the question?
Am I accurately representing the other person's argument?
Good.
Or am I oversimplifying it?
Oversimplifying it.
To make it easier to knock down.
Excellent question.
Okay, so this next one.
Right.
This is a personal pet peeve of mine.
Oh, really?
The ad hominem fallacy.
Ad hominem?
This is when, instead of addressing the argument itself, someone attacks the person making the argument.
The person, not the idea.
Yeah, it's like, we can't trust her marketing plan. She just graduated college.
Oh, come on.
Right, yeah. Or he's too old to understand this new technology.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a way of dismissing someone's ideas.
Right, without actually engaging with it.
Without actually considering the merits of what they're saying.
Exactly.
And it's so frustrating.
I bet.
Because it's just not a fair or logical way to argue.
No, it's not.
So the question to consider here is, am I critiquing the argument based on its logic and evidence?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I simply attacking the person.
Because if it's the latter,
yeah,
you're falling into the ad hominem trap.
And that's not good.
Not good.
Okay, moving right along, we have the appeal to authority.
Ah, yes, the appeal to authority.
This is where someone tries to win an argument.
Win an argument.
By saying that someone important agrees with them.
Name dropping.
Yeah, like, our CEO loves this idea, so it must be brilliant.
Or well-known scientists said this, so it must be true.
Right.
But the problem is, even authorities can be wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not infallible.
And just because someone has a fancy title or a lot of letters after their name...
doesn't mean they're always right.
Doesn't mean we should blindly accept everything they say.
Right.
So we always have to ask ourselves...
always ask.
Is there actual data or logical reasoning to support this claim?
Good question.
Or are we just relying on someone's title or reputation?
Because that's not enough.
No, it's not enough.
Okay, ready for the last one.
Hit me with it.
The appeal to emotion.
Ah, yes. The heartstrings.
Tugging at those heartstrings.
So this fallacy tries to persuade you.
Persuade you?
By appealing to your emotions.
Your hopes, your fears, your desires.
Instead of using logic and evidence.
It's very powerful.
Oh, it is.
Because it bypasses rational thinking.
And goes straight for the gut.
Right, for the heart.
So picture this.
Okay.
You're in a meeting, and someone's advocating for a particular project.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, if we don't fund this, think of all the jobs that will be lost and families that will suffer.
Ugh, that's a tough one.
Right.
Because you don't want to be the bad guy
yeah.
who causes people to lose their jobs.
But that's not the point.
No, it's not.
The point is this project actually a good idea?
Right. Is there a sound business case for it?
Yeah. Does it make sense financially?
Are there other ways to achieve the same goals?
Right. So in these situations,
mm-hmm.
we really have to take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
And ask ourselves, am I being swayed by emotions? Or am I grounding my decision in facts and evidence?
Excellent advice.
So there you have it.
Five fallacies.
Five common fallacies.
Dissected.
Dissected and ready for you to spot in the wild.
In the wild.
And remember, being able to identify these fallacies
mm-hmm.
can help you navigate conversations.
Conversations.
More effectively
mm-hmm.
and make more informed decisions.
Absolutely.
So I definitely encourage you to keep this C's note handy.
Yes, keep it handy.
And revisit the examples and the question.
Practice, practice, practice.
And remember.
What's that?
There's so many other insightful C's notes available.
Oh, yes.
Covering all sorts of topics.
Like cognitive biases.
Effective communication strategies.
Critical thinking.
So keep learning.
Keep learning.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning.
And keep those critical thinking skills sharp.
You got it.
And who knows?
What?
Maybe you'll even discover some fallacies we haven't even talked about yet.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Lurking out there in everyday conversations.
Keep your ears open.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good stuff.
All right, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.